I'm Christopher Emsch, WRPR News. It's a day we'll never forget. At 8:46 a.m. on September 11th, 2001, terrorists flew American Airlines Flight 11 directly into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, with Flight 175 striking the South Tower at 9:03.
That just exploded.
We just saw another plane coming in.
It seems to be on purpose.
Brian Emsch, a manager at the Port Authority, was working in Manhattan that day on the 64th floor of One World Trade.
I went over to talk to one of my colleagues, and as I walked back to my desk, a tremendous impact rocked the building. It nearly knocked me off my feet. And when the building righted itself, it nearly knocked me off my feet again.
What did you see when you looked out the window?
I saw a lot of debris coming down from above, and I instinctively knew that a plane had hit the building above us.
Emsch quickly called his wife, Adrian, at their home in New City, New York.
The phone rang, and my husband said to me, "Age, real quick, a plane hit the building, it's something big. I'm on my way down, and I'll call you when I get out."
She would not hear from him again for over 3 hours.
We saw the building start to crumble, and I thought to myself, how am I going to tell my son when he gets off the bus that his father is gone?
Friends and family rushed to the house off busy New Hempstead Road to console her, including neighbor Meredith Golden.
The phone rang again, and Adrian answered it, but she could hardly speak, so I took the phone from her.
And who was on the line?
It was Brian, and he had made it out. He was alive.
Alive and passionate about a lifelong goal.
One significant thing that came out of the experience was my decision to learn how to play the guitar.
He now plays in the church band and gives beginner guitar lessons in his spare time. It's Brian's way of embracing his second chance. Christopher Emsch, WRPR News.